Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. A Beacon Hill zoning case has prompted calls of gentrification, racism, bullying, and even pornography. What's going on this case of French and Michigan? A vocal few want the art space gone, and they have reportedly been pressuring the owners and the neighborhood and even a local priest to say that he has been harassed. City Council is due to vote on the matter in early November, but this is about more than just one zoning case. It's about what direction some of these near downtown modest neighborhoods will take in the future. We want to hear from you. Give us a call. What do you think about the Beacon Hill, about the French and Michigan zoning case? 210-614-8980, 614-8980. You could also email your questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org and go to the comments section on our website at tpr.org or send us a tweet at tprsource. Our guest this half hour, Gilbert Garcia, he is the San Antonio Express News columnist, and he's been covering this controversial zoning case. So, Gilbert, what is going on here? How controversial is this, really?
Well, it probably should have been a pretty standard zoning case, but it's blown up into an extremely controversial one. What basically happened is you had these three partners who moved into this building at French and Michigan, which is really close to Fredericksburg Road, and they wanted to create an art gallery there. Now, the problem was they sort of got this art gallery going before they had gotten proper zoning or a certificate of occupancy from the city.
Right. So this is a neighborhood. It's just north of downtown.
Right.
On Fredericksburg Road, people may remember it as being called Uptown,
right,
back in the 30s.
In the Beacon Hill neighborhood.
Beacon Hill neighborhood. It used to be right there where that French and Michigan is. It used to be a very popular trolley line that went right up there and cut up there. And it was an Uptown sort of a neighborhood. But since then, it's you know, kind of a modest neighborhood, mm-hmm, mixed neighborhood. Hipsters, young people, mm-hmm, have kind of discovered and said, this is a cool place to live. That's what's freaking some people out. They don't want the neighborhood to become gentrified. We hear that word all the time.
Right. And you know, that word is kind of thrown out there. I don't think this is an ideal example of it. A few months ago, we saw the Mission Trails case, which involved a trailer park. That was a very clear case.
That's still going on.
Yeah, and in that case, you had 200-300 people who were literally going to be moved out of their homes against their will. They were going to be moved out of school districts, and their kids were going to have to go to new places. And so that was a very clear case where upscale housing was going to replace the people who were there and create a big change in that area. In this case, we're really talking about three people wanting to come in and set up an art gallery in this area. There's been talk about, you know, people who have opposed it said, well, it's commercial encroachment into a residential area. Well, this place has been Elmer's Garage historically.
Yeah, my dad had his cars fixed there.
Yeah, I think people who know more about this than I do say that if you go back and trace the history of that property, it's been a commercial entity more than it's been a residential. It was in 2001, it was an art gallery called La Luna Sol. It opened that year. It was open for a few years. They had not only art shows, I mean, they had poetry slams and various things. And I don't think they got the kind of opposition. As a matter of fact, I know they didn't run into the same kind of opposition that French and Michigan is running into now.
Yeah, so it makes me wonder if there's something else afoot, something under the radar, you know. So we do have a call here. The number is 210-614-8980. If you want to join the conversation, tell us what you think about what's happening here at French and Michigan and about infill development. How can we get some of these inner city neighborhoods to take off but without suffering from gentrification? Celeste has called in. Celeste, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
That location has been commercial for many years, as you mentioned, and it's surrounded by commercial businesses. There's an antique place across the street. There's a beauty shop. There's some sort of vitamin health clinic.
Right.
There's no immediate residential space. In fact, I think the zoning making it residential was a mistake to begin with. Mm-hmm. It's obviously a commercial space, and I don't think you can compare it to the Mission Trails where people are being displaced.
Right, exactly. Celeste, thank you for your call. Right. Thanks for bringing that up. And if you want to join the conversation, the number is 210-614-8980. So, it used to be a garage, mm-hmm, became a residential. I understand. What is the rub?
I think one of the things, and there You know, there are several people who are opposed to it. The leader has been a person named Jessica Fuentes, whose family has they have properties in that neighborhood, and she just feels very strongly about. You know, I think the people outsiders coming in. I think she feels like she told the city council when this came up in early October that she felt that the neighborhood was disrespected by people coming in and not getting the proper zoning and certificates and just coming in. I mean, the partners who came in would say that they were trying to get the support of the neighbors and show them this is actually what we're going to do, kind of by rather than telling them, showing them. But that has been an issue.
So just took this thing about bullying. So they're saying that there's the priest, the parish priest at St. Anne's. This is right across the street from old St. Anne's Parish, and now it's a Kipp Academy, but it used to be St. Anne's Elementary School. And so the parish priest has been brought into this, and Ms. Fuentes is telling him they've got pornography in there.
That's right.
All sorts of things are happening in there that are nasty. You need to be against this. And so what happened?
Yeah, they had one show which featured the work of an artist named Wes Harvey, who has done a lot of homoerotic art. She found, Jessica Fuentes found images or an image online of some of his work. It was not work that was actually included at French in Michigan, but some other work that he had done. She took that to the pastor, who's known as Father Jim from St. Anne's, and raised objections and said they've got pornography there. And he went, took a look at it, the art that they had from Wes Harvey. The father looked at it.
So that was not that.
It was not that art. He found he did not have a problem with it. And what started to happen, according to the Father Jim, in a letter that he wrote to Councilman Diego Bernal, he felt that he was getting harassed by Jessica Fuentes, that she was continually going to him and pushing him to oppose the French in Michigan gallery. And when he didn't do that, she went over his head to the archdiocese and tried to get them.
And so what did the archdiocese do?
Well, the basically, I think just to sort of avoid controversy, they urged him to oppose the gallery. And I think that's what he was expressing to Councilman Bernal, that he personally didn't have a problem with it. And he was very upset about the way Jessica Fuentes had handled this. But the archdiocese had told him to oppose it.
So it seems like whoever the opposition goes to try and build support in opposition to the gallery, they change their argument depending. So if it's they're going to go to the school, then they say we've got a bunch of too much parking, too many speeders coming through the school district. They go to somebody else, they say something else.
Yeah, one group, it's they are saying this is gentrification. Another group, they'll tell them it's bringing pornography into the neighborhood. Parking has been, I think parking has probably been the most legitimate question here because the French and Michigan doesn't have a parking space. So people would have to park on the street. And I think that this thing can be resolved. As I said, we had a gallery there just a few years ago and it's something that can be resolved. But I think that's probably the one legitimate question and probably with a, you know, with maybe more good faith on both sides, this thing could have been resolved last year. But the city shut it down in the light of protests from Jessica Fuentes, and so we're just now starting to come to terms with the zoning issue.
Right. Well, it goes to city council on November the 6th. They're still looking for a way to mediate this before it gets to city council, and we'll see how that goes. I really want to talk about infill development and what's going on with that and whether or not this is a problem for that in San Antonio. We invite your phone calls. The number is 210-614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX. Stay tuned. This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies, just north of downtown, just off of Fredericksburg Road at the corner of French and Michigan. There is an art gallery that has become the heart of a debate in San Antonio about the future of some of our inner city neighborhoods. Is it a problem when new cool people move into the neighborhood, want to set up coffee shops and galleries, and then all the old people who've lived there for so long, older neighborhoods, they say, what's going on in my neighborhood? Is that gentrification? We're talking with a Gilbert Garcia. He's with the San Antonio Express News. You're invited into the conversation. The number is 210-614-8980. And let's get Melissa in on this conversation. She's called in. Melissa, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. My comment today is in every metropolitan city in America, they have an art district. Here in San Antonio, I think that's one of the things that we greatly lack. the appreciation for art. We say we appreciate it, yet we don't support it. If we want to have any kind of art district or appreciation of the arts, we need to allow things like this and stop suppressing the idea of art and what it stands for.
Okay,
that
Melissa.
Basically, is my comment.
All right, I appreciate your call. Good comments, because you know this that area is on the launching pad. It could become a really awesome district. Our Jumpstart moved there after they left Blue Star.
And right across, you've got Rolando Brasenio, the artist. He has a little space there.
And it's like right next to it, across from the green space. It used to be an old meat shop when I was a kid.
So there is kind of a budding little arts community there, and this would be a big piece to that.
Right. So, I mean, there's a lot of vacant buildings around there. They could be upgraded and turned into shops, and it could be but then we have all this other problem with all these people who live in the neighborhood are saying that's exactly what they fear.
And you know, one of the things that when Councilman Bernal, who's really been on the hot seat on this, because he's there's been a lot of emotion on both sides, and one of the points that he made at when the council addressed this October 2nd, and at that meeting they decided to push this back a month to resolve the parking issue. But he said, you know, this is basically a box. There isn't any kind of yard there. There isn't really any kind of, it doesn't really lend itself to a sort of single family home. This, it really has to be some kind of commercial entity there. And I mean, the question that I've had, and I don't know that I've really gotten a satisfactory answer, is if people put aside maybe some of the personal issues that they've had over the last year, I mean, the question is, what would be a better use for that particular space than an art gallery? I don't know what the answer is.
Okay, let's go to Margo. She's called in. Margo, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. I attended a neighborhood association meeting of Beacon Hill several months ago. And we got together, and we voted overwhelmingly to welcome the art gallery and into our neighborhood. I have personally spoken with the fellows that work there, and I came away with thinking, you know, this could be a wonderful boon to our neighborhood simply because they were willing to do outreach activities, art activities with the Kipp School right across the street. We felt like it would be a real cultural asset. And the only issue that was really brought up was the parking. But there seems to be plenty of other parking. I mean, I live in the neighborhood. I go down that road all the time. I just don't see any problem with the parking at all. And besides that, the other buildings, that are in that little triangle retail area there, they have parking, and at nighttime when there's gallery functions, people can park there as well as on some of the other streets. I mean, Fredericksburg has parking.
So, Margo, let me ask you, what do you think is the real reason? What's not being said here?
I'm an outsider to the neighborhood. I've only lived there for perhaps a year. And I don't know if it is the Puentes family that the impression I had was that they didn't want the parking. They thought it was going to be a problem. And I don't know. It just seemed to be something personal. I just honestly don't know. I haven't heard anything about this pornography issue or anything like that. I thought it was all done and settled with.
All right, Margo, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Go ahead, Gilbert.
I was just going to say that on the issue of parking, and I think Margo raised some good points, the shows that they would have there, they've talked about having them, say, Saturday afternoons. I think they wanted to have, like, sort of family-friendly sort of events on Saturdays. So we're talking Saturday afternoons, maybe, you know, evenings. I don't think it's really going to be adding to any problems that might happen during, you know, the workday.
The thing about the in-city development, okay, this is what the decade of downtown was supposed to be all about. We wanted to stop the urban sprawl where we had to do infrastructure development and get people to build in San Antonio closer density development and having things like art districts where people would, you know, want to be downtown. Mm-hmm. So if we can't even do one little gallery that would be perfect, that seems designed for this type of activity, what's going to happen? This is a buzz killer.
Yeah, I mean, I think this would really, I think, add some vitality to that area. And, you know, on the issue of gentrification, one of the issues that comes up is, I mean, the fear with gentrification is sometimes that a new property will come in, it'll raise everybody's property taxes, and they won't be able to live there. And I don't think that that's really going to be a danger here. I think what we're going to see is probably the positive part of it, which is that it will be an asset to the community, and the property values will go up in the way that people want them to. I mean, people don't want their property values to go up to the point where they won't be able to afford to live there anymore. But you don't want your property values
but
to
you
go
want,
down.
But you want vacant buildings turned into useful buildings, yeah, where you can have property taxes generated so we can have better schools, exactly, and better public services and better police protection for that area. Let's get Marisa on the line. Marisa has called in. Hey, Marisa, welcome to The Source.
Rita, I think it is.
Oh, okay.
I think they've got the wrong. Well, I was actually kind of commenting on the same thing, that I had been to an event in the downtown. I've been a resident of the downtown, greater downtown, for more than 20 years. So I've kind of seen some of this evolve, and I think there's a lot of fear about infill. There's a lot of fear about gentrification. But we are expected to add 1 million people in the next 2 decades to this city. We've added 500,000 in the 20 years I've been here, and supposedly we're slated to expect another 1 million. And if we don't put them in the infill, the empty lots, and the usable space in the greater downtown area, we're going to just have to build all the way to Austin, have terribly cloggy traffic, have a city none of us is going to be pleased to live in.
Right.
And I think that we have a large enough geographic footprint on all of the greater downtown. And I mean by that the east, all the way to the Red Berry Mansions anticipated, up the corridors like Fredericksburg Road,
okay,
up the various dirt corridors like Glenco. We can accommodate.
Marisa, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate that. So, Gilbert, what's going to happen here? Will the city council, they're depending on some sort of mediation? What could they try and find a parking solution? What's the deal?
Right. They've been working with that KIPP Academy, which is owned by St. Anne's Catholic Church. So the church has kind of entered into this in more than one way to try to see if they could sort of – I don't think –
Because it has a big parking lot right across the street.
Right. And when it's not being used for the school, that would there's a possibility that would be available. They're working that out, and I don't think it would necessarily even be parking for French and Michigan per se, but maybe just to relieve parking,
right,
possible congestion in the area.
Well, it'd be great if we could find a way to get that hipster development without upsetting the local neighborhood and see San Antonio become the city that we all want it to be, but we got to work together to achieve these goals.
Right.
All right, Gilbert Garcia, San Antonio Express News columnist, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And this is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Thanks for tuning us in.